there was a Yid by the name of Rav Nosson Notkin. It's something very fascinating. This Rav Nosson Notkin was an Asker. In the time of Rav Chaim Volozhin, he's very, very close to Rav Chaim Volozhin. And he once went on a mission. He traveled to Petersburg. Petersburg, of course, was the famous, was the main city. That's where the parliament was at the time. The reason that he went there, the mission was because a libel, a yid, a leader of a community, a parnas, was framed, and it was a false situation, accusation. This parnas was from a town called Vitebsk, and he was incarcerated in Petersburg, and that was a place at least where you had to, the higher-ups had to appeal to that area. So Notkin took upon himself the mission to try to free this parnas. And on the way going to Petersburg, it turns out that he stops in Vilna. And while he's in Vilna, he takes the opportunity. Who doesn't do that? If you're in Vilna, you go to the kever of the Vilna Goy, to be mispalel. So all you are in Vilna. And after that, he makes way to his achsanya, to his room in his hotel, in order for you to rest up from the long trip. However, he found out from the balachsanya, from the owner of the hotel, that you're very lucky that Rav Chaim Volozhin happens to be now in Vilna. Instead of being in Volozhin, where he always is, he happens to be now in Vilna. He's extremely, extremely overjoyed. His eyes lit up. Instead of going to sleep in his hotel, he figures the first thing what he's going to do is going to go and meet Rav Chaim Volozhin, whom he knew for many, many years before. He goes to Rav Chaim Volozhin and he tells him the purpose of his mission, why he's here in Vilna, and Rav Nosson Notkin tells him that I'm making my way, I'm on the way, just stop. But I'm on the way going to Petersburg in order to save a yid who has been framed and there is a libel against him. And Rav Chaim said to him the following words. Rav Chaim says, you know what, so I'll give you a bracha that you be matliach. Rav Chaim said to him, you know, Yeshua is Hashem keherifayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom can send a Yeshua like in the blink of an eye. And this was the bracha. That not only it shouldn't take you, you know, a long time with great difficulty, but almost immediately, Yeshua is Hashem keherifayim. This is the bracha of Reb Chaim. They spent time with Reb Chaim a little while later. Turns out that about after Chatzos, Reb Nosson Notkin makes his way back to his hotel, get ready to leave in the morning. Again, going to Petersburg to try to save the yid. So he didn't even manage to make it to the hotel that he hears that there's a large blasting sound of noise, some sort of a celebration coming out of a particular room in a house. And that it was not a hall, it was not an auditorium of some reason. It seemed to be that in a private house there was a celebration taking place. And it was something that certainly had raised the interest of anybody who would be passing in the middle of the night. It's a quiet, dark night. And here there's a lot of noise and a lot of simcha, a lot of celebration. So he goes there, and there's a guard standing by the door. And the Nosson inquires, he says, what's the reason of all this celebration? He says, because the interior, he says, the minister of the interior, by the name, he says, his name was Minister Huckabee. That was his name. He was the Russian minister. He is the minister from Petersburg, the one that you'd have to meet in order to be able to appeal any type of a situation that you want to have overturned. As a matter of fact, this was the person that he was going to look for as he was making his way to Petersburg. It turns out, on that same night, Mamish, at that same moment, that this minister happens to be right here in Vilna. He tells the Shoyma there something very, very important that he has to speak to the minister, and which also was a nest, because normally he wouldn't let in somebody who's really unauthorized, does not come with a special card or some sort of identification, appears this thing, and he let him in there. And he was already sort of like half drunk also, you know, due to the celebration. So Mela, as a result, he appealed and he lent an ear, a listening ear, and he agreed to everything that the Yid said. He said, and he signed the document, he said, you know what, we're going to let him off this parnas of the city. So which turned out that Mamish, like Yeshua Hashem Kerefayim, happened Mamish on that moment. But could I mention that this Yid, Rav Nosson Notkin, is buried right here. Now in on the Interborough, Mount Judah, Cypress Hills over there. It's one of the places that are visited. People know, you know, of course, the Gedolei Shoyl of lately, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is there, Shlomo Hyman is there, Reuven Grizovsky is there, people are aware of that. But if you go back, there is the cave of Rav Nosnotkin, and I believe there's, I saw it, and there is some sort of inscription on the Matzeva telling us that he had made his way to America, again, to raise funds, because he was a big Askin. And he took ill over here, and did not make it back, and he passed away. And he's there, that's the old cemetery over here, and going back a long, long time. Rav Nosnotkin, the time of the Goyim, and the time of Rav Chaim Volozhin, is buried right here, not far here in Queens. So that's a very interesting situation. If I mention just one more very interesting situation about Reb Chaim Volozhin, and this is brought down the Sefer Avi HaYeshivos. The Sefer Avi HaYeshivos, the father of the Yeshivos, which is a whole Sefer regarding Reb Chaim Volozhin, he points out that Reb Chaim actually had a daughter by the name of Esther. Reb Chaim Volozhin had a daughter by the name of Esther, who had a slight, let's call it, mum, a blemish in the sense that she was hard of hearing. Her hearing wasn't so good. Reb Chaim, at the same time, has set his eye on a particular bocha for a shidduch who was the top talmud in the yeshiva's Volozhin. The bocha's name was Hillel. Not only was he the top bocha, but he also was a big yaskin, a yachsin, big yichus, because his father was a yid by the name Hagoyin Reb Simcha, who was a rov in Horodne. A rov in Horodne, and was known to be one of the gedolei lahador. Reb Chaim had a lot of interest that his daughter should be able be matliach to get him for a chosen. What happened was that when the shidduch was proposed to the mother of the bocher, so she comes down to Volozhin to really to see firsthand what the girl is like. Well, she communicates with her and so on and so forth, and becomes very, very clear that she had the problem, a hearing problem. She's not masking to the shidduch. She's not masking to the shidduch. I don't want the daughter-in-law who's had problems with hearing. So she goes back home. He says, listen, no shidduch, so I may as well go back home. Interesting thing, traveling on the way back home, the wheel of the wagon falls off the axle. And she realized that this is not a simple situation. It's not some an accident. That it must be like Reb Chaim Volozhin, like pulling the strings up high, trying to prevent me from making it safely home. In other words, I should agree to the shidduch. So she says, I'm going to have a talk with him. And she goes right back to Reb Chaim. And she says, do you think that you can force me to do a shidduch that I don't want to? And Reb Chaim says, Cholila, he says, Bug isn't the eye. He says, have a safe trip home. This is what Reb Chaim said to her. It turns out that after many, many weeks, Reb Chaim still could not really get the shidduch out of his mind. He really has his eyes at his Talmud, and it was a top, top Talmud of Yeshiva. He really wanted to have him. Hillel was an Ilui Godel, and an Ishmaila. Reb Chaim's interesting thing, Reb Chaim's Rebbetzin actually ran a small business in fabrics, dealing with all kinds of fabrics, which was not uncommon in those days where the Rebbetzins had their own private little business. And in a particular time, the county fair in the area came pretty close. That was a time which was a unique opportunity to be able to do extra business, because people would be coming from all over. And Reb Chaim says to his Rebbetzins, you'll be going to the fair. He says, what I'd like you is not too far from there, you're going to meet Reb Simcha, the father of the boy that I'm interested in, and talk to him again about the shidduch. Talk to him again. So Reb Chaim makes his Rebbetzin, the shliach, to talk to the father of the boy. Before it was the mother, didn't want to. Did not talk to the father. Maybe you'll be able to somehow, we can get somewhere. Took a long way, this trip, to get to that fair, because the fair was not close to Volozhin. It was a county fair. It was a fair that came in a local area, but it needed quite a bit of traveling for the system of those days. And so the Rebbetzin, you know, this could have been a trip that took many, many weeks coming and going. Somehow, after a few weeks, long before still, the Rebbetzin makes it home. Reb Chaim Volozhin goes over to members of his family, to acquaintances, and says, give me a mazel tov. He says, my daughter Esther became a kala. He says, with that bocha. And everybody was shocked. How did Reb Chaim know? There was no way, it's not like today, there's no phone calls, means of communication. If she didn't come back to tell him that this is what happened, there would be no way of knowing. And it was an incredible thing that Reb Chaim was able to say that before any really news, official news came. No mail or anything like that, didn't have time to arrive or anything like that. Nothing happened. And Reb Chaim said, as a matter of fact, they made note of the particular time, the date, But Reb Chaim mentioned it, and it turns out later was exactly that was the time when, in fact, that Reb Chaim's daughter became a kallah. By the way, this mice was told over by the Brisker of himself, by Reb Velvel, who heard it from Reb Chaim Brisker. So the way the story goes further is that they asked Reb Chaim, they said to Reb Chaim, Rebbe, you really such a tremendous feat of Ruach HaKodesh that you have shown. And you know, Gedolei Yisrael would always downplay any moites and things like that, not to trick them that they have extra powers or anything like that. They tried to explain it away, you know, in a simple way. Anybody can do it. So he went to Reb Chaim and said, Reb Chaim, how did you know? I know that the Shidduch is going to take place, but how did you know all of this? Reb Chaim says, I'll tell you, it's a simple mission in Pirkei Avos. Reb Chaim says, in Pirkei Avos, it says, I want you to know I'm not a Novi. He says, I'm not a Ben Novi. The Mishnah says, Batil Ritzoincho Mitei Ritzoinoi. It means a person should submit his own wants for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Put aside what you want and rather be interested in what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. So be Mevatil. A person should be Mevatil his own Ritzoinis for the Ratzon Hashem. Kedei Shevatil Ratzon Acherim Mitei Ritzoincho. In other words, it says a clear Mishnah. If you're Mevatil your Ritzoinis, what you really want for yourself, but you give it up for the sake of Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will do, take the Ritzoinis, what other people want, and he'll remove them for what you really want. So Reb Chaim said, listen, till now, I really wanted the Shidduch. He says, I really wanted, and that was really something that I was really hoping for, and that was what I was working for. You know, it didn't work out. I decided, you know what, it's not what I want. I will allow, so to speak, I was mispallel that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give me the Shidduch that he wants, that he thinks is best. And as far as my own wants, that I have my eyes on him, I was mevatel that rotzen as a result of Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him to me. So this is an interesting thing again. If you mevatel your rotzen for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they both will be mevatel the rotzen Hashem. They didn't want originally, but Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevatel their rotzen. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevatel, removed their rotzen for the sake of your rotzen, because you also were mevatel your rotzenus for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gedolei Rabbeisai, here we are, Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Zayin here in the Nefesh HaChayim. Let us just remember that these are the prokim that we pointed out that in many, many shiurim of Nefesh HaChayim, these prokim are actually skipped. In other words, starting from Perek Tes Zayin, which was the perek that we learned last week, till about Perek Chof Aleph. Many, many choshev shiurim on Nefesh HaChayim skip it because it mainly deals with the inyanim of Kabbalah, and therefore it's not skipped. We have made a decision not to skip it totally, but we will try to do a few lines of each perek because there is a lot to glean from the chelik, at least, that we can have some understanding in, even though mainly these parakim, as mentioned, are a lot dealing with Kabbalah, with extreme Kabbalah. So again, so we will start here with Perek Yudayin, and we'll skip a few lines as we go along, and then continue on further, as we will be able to handle it, hopefully. Reb Chaim starts out, let's remember again, just review. Reb Chaim had told us many, many times that the soul of a person comprised of three levels. A person basically had what is called nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And let's remember again, nefesh is the lowest part, that's the lowest madrega. That is the chelik that even all animals, that is the life force of any living being, whether it's human beings or whether it's animals or chayes or oifis. Ki adam hu hanefesh. So that is the base, that is the lowest part in the life force of a person. That chelik is what's called nefesh. The next level, which is a higher level, is called ruach. And then the even higher level is what is called neshama. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Reb Chaim also pointed out to us that these three levels, nefesh, ruach, neshama, correspond, are the counterparts for machshava, dibur, and maise. Maise, the ability to act, the ability to do things, that comes from the chelik hanefesh. That's why an animal also is able to move around, is able to do things. It has its powers, it has its koiches, and is able to do, walk and do. That is from the koich of nefesh, which is shared by all human beings, and which is shared by the animal world as well. Ruach corresponds to the koich of dibur. Vayi odom lanefesh chayo, so the Targum again says, leruach memalolo. Lanefesh chayo means he becomes a spirit who is able to talk, ruach. Reb Chaim then, a number of prokim back, gave also a mushal, just a sort of like a simple mushal. When a person speaks, there's air coming out of his mouth, as if to show sort of like the relationship between speech and ruach. The animal does not have the level of ruach. The level of ruach is reserved to human beings. So ruach is keneged dibur. And finally, which is neshama, it's keneged machshove. Neshamas keneged machshava. We say haneshama shebemoichi. The neshama, so to speak, rests in the moich of a person. And we pointed out again what Reb Chaim said, neshama is from which root? Neshima, breathing. Who is breathing? No less than the breathing of Hashem, the breathing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that we actually absorb within ourselves the breathing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neshama means that we actually have within ourselves the neshama, the breath of Hashem. However, Reb Chaim said, we are not now, after the Chet of Adam Rishon, we are not in the Magrega, that the neshama, the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be within our bodies. Unlike nefesh and ruach is within our bodies, the neshama is something, the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of like hovering over us. And what we get are the sparks of that breath. The nitutzei kedusha. We get the sparks of the kedusha of that breath. What determines how much we get? Determines in yourself. The more that a person learns Torah, the more that a person does mitzvahs, the more that a person is Isaac in tefillah, the more that a person is Isaac in chesed, we create the base kibbutz, we create the attraction to attract more, all the more nitzaitis, the sparks of the neshama. But that means when we attract sparks of the neshama, we are actually connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu Manish. Because the neshama is the breath of Hashem. Neshama is the breath of Hashem. And the more sparks we are able to make connection with, the more sparks of that breath, that means we are always coming just another step closer, even closer, even closer, attaching ourselves and connecting with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So comes Reb Chaim now, Reb Chaim says another thing. In Perek Yud-Zayin we begin. Reb Chaim says, V'nevayer, we will now discuss, Inyan Hiskashrus, he says, Hagimul Bechinois Nefesh Ruach Neshama Echad Bachaveroi. What Reb Chaim said, we will now try to discuss the way these three elements, we said, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, that they are actually linked to each other. So Reb Chaim now, in these few words, is telling us another thing. That these three things, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, are not necessarily three separate entities. Yes, they are three separate entities, but they are linked to each other. And Reb Chaim is going to explain. He says, that is the pshat inyan hiskashrus. We want to now explain. We want to explain the inyan of the hiskashrus, of nefesh, ruach, neshama, echad, b'chaveroi. How these three are linked to each other. In other words, Reb Chaim says, v'hu, and let me just say first what Reb Chaim is trying to say. Reb Chaim's point to point out, because this, in other words, this connection, the fact that we are able to make a connection between nefesh and ruach, and between ruach and neshama, to be able to make that connection, that will determine, this is a means that forms the concept of tshuva, by which a person will be able to remove sin from his soul and cleansing it from the stain of impurity. Let's take what Reb Chaim is saying. By making a connection between nefesh, ruach, and neshama, v'hu, he said, yisoid, this is the foundation. This is the foundation which forms ikir inyan tshuva. V'zeh, he says, kol pri, this is really the outcome of hasir hachatois. By making this link, we are able to remove sin, he says, minefesh achitas, from the soul that sinned, and uletaharo mechaloas tumoso, and to cleanse it from the stain of impurity. Which means Reb Chaim now is going to now go ahead and show us how this happens. So in these few words, what Reb Chaim is telling us, it's important that through our avodah, and he'll tell you what that avodah is, we're going to be able to link together the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, which are three levels. But yet we can make them link like a chain. We can make them link, have one connected to the other. And the more that they are linked together, the more pure all become. Because you realize, neshama is the highest level. And if neshama can influence ruach, and ruach can influence nefesh, that elevates the lower levels. Ruach and nefesh become elevated through the highest level, which is neshama. If they are linked together, and they are linked together, so all of them actually draw from the energy of what is called neshama. And Reb Chaim goes on to say, how do we make that link? And that is what's going to purify our neshama. And that's really a basis of actual tshuva. Because in actual tshuva, we try to purify our neshama is by doing the right thing, as we'll soon point out, to be able to make a link between all three levels, between nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And he says, he is going in order. A person should really make up his mind, kamu hu tzorek lahashgiach, a person should strive to make his service to Hashem perfect and pure. That should be your goal, first of all. You can't expect to succeed in any area unless you have a goal. What are you aiming for? If you don't aim for anything, you're not going to go there. So halavai, we should first aim and then hope at least to get somewhat closer to where our goal is. So what is supposed to be, first of all, our goal? The goal, again, Reb Chaim says, is yizbayin in ha'odom, a person who should really make up his mind, kama hu tzorech lahashgiach, a person should strive, right, to be careful, ulizbayin, and to pay attention, al kol prote inyon ha'vaydosoy, on every aspect of his service to Hashem, lebayra yizbar shemoy. What should he pay attention? Shetei ha'vaydosoy tamo shleima kedusha toira. That should be, really, that is the goal of a person. The goal of a person is to strive to see that his avodah is as perfect and as pure as can be, according to his ability. That should be his goal. Says Reb Chaim, how does the person do that? How does the person do that? Well, Reb Chaim says, to that end, v'yira, he should see to it, says Reb Chaim, that v'yira, that in fact, that he should see to it, l'fashpesh ulemashmesh tomit b'chol matzov, it means that a person should constantly examine his deeds, words, and thoughts to see whether they have lived up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes. Quite simply. In other words, a person has to actually take stock of himself. You have to take inventory of yourself. A person just goes about life haphazardly, just hoping he's doing the right thing, which actually, without reflecting, he's not going to know where he's holding. And then Reb Chaim says, you have to make sure and to check out. So you say to yourself, what kind of a day did I have today? And you take inventory. He says, I spoke many, many sentences today. Many, many words. And you say to yourself, how many of those words really are words I should not have really said? How many of those words really were consistent with the Rotten of Hashem, what Hashem wants me to say or want me? And how much were against? Was it Lashon Hara? Was it Sheker? Was it lying? Was it an untruth? And so on and so forth. And your actions. Of the many, many things that you do each and every day. You say to yourself, how much are kosher, how much are not kosher, the things that you did. And the same thing with your thoughts. So by examining, says Reb Chaim, it's important is that a person should be mefashpesh, you see what he says, mefashpesh ulamashe means to check out, tomi. Always. In other words, it should always be, should be a common practice. A person should take stock of himself, his actions, his maisa, his dibur, his speech, his machshava, his thoughts. Because, why? Because these three things, let's remember, correspond to your nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So according to whatever level your maise, your dibur machshava, to that level will be your nefesh, ruach, and your neshama. And being that we want to elevate our nefesh, ruach, and neshama, it's contingent that our maise, which is connected nefesh, and our dibur, which is connected ruach, and our machshava, which is connected neshama, that they really are as perfect or as pure as we are able to do that. Again, it says Reb Chaim, because Sheheim HaGimul Bechinois Hanal, because these three things, Ma'is, Dibra, Machshava, these are connected, these three Bechinois. These are connected, the three Bechinois of what? Of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. And he checks out, Ulai, Lo Hishlim, Adayin, Chepze, Ritzoyne, Yizbarach. But he checks out that maybe, I was not yet Yotze, I did not do it according to the Rotzen of Hashem. According to what his potential is. Different people have different potentials. So you have to check out according to your potential. Did you do the maximum of your ability according to your potential to do that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants you to do? And Reb Chaim goes on to say, a person, therefore, he says, that kol yomav yoisif oimetz b'toyre mitzvahs. It means that a person throughout his life should always strenuously engage in learning Torah and in doing mitzvahs in order lahashlim nafshoi veruchem v'nishmosoi, in order to keep his nefesh, ruach, and neshama as perfect and pure mituharim kasha nitnam, that's the way it was given to you. When Hashem gave you them, He gave them in fullest purity. We say this in the davening, l'kai neshama shenasat abim, that we say neshama. Neshama is the general code word. But neshama means nefesh, ruach, neshama. It's all in one. Kabbalah went ahead and divided it, you know, into the three parts. So, l'kai neshom zari toheroi. After you created it and you put it in me, And that now it's the hope and the tefillah that every Yidus must follow every day, that he hopes when the time comes when he leaves this world, he should be able to return that neshama somewhat as close as pure, should have some shaitis to the way it was given to him. And even if you defaulted, you can always do tshuva. That's the whole point. No person is perfect, and no one is expected to live a life of continuous perfection. So it is not an indictment, let's remember this, it's not an indictment of a person if he's imperfect. But it's an indictment for a person who wishes to remain imperfect. That's an indictment. Not an indictment to be imperfect. The indictment is if you wish to remain imperfect and don't do anything about it, don't even try to do anything about it. That's what Reb Chaim says. That kol yom of Yosef again, oimetz b'toyre mitzvahs. That throughout one's life, a person should be oimetz. Oimetz means strenuous. That's not easy. Oimetz means to put in koyach, to put in effort. In toyre mitzvahs, l'hashlem nafshoi, to be mashal means to perfect his nefesh, his ruach, and his shoma, mutuharam, and be as pure kasha nitnam, as the way they were given. The fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Reb Chaim, is just waiting to do so much good with us. But we have to allow him, as it were. We have to allow him. When we don't behave in the way that we were created for the purpose of, in a certain sense, we are tying the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not allowing to do the teva and to bestow all the favors that Hashem wants to. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain because we are creating the inability, as it were, of course, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not giving him the opportunity to bestow all the favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to do. As he points out, Reb Chaim, Acheh she'yira be'en tzichloi, when a person will come to recognize, Eich she'chofetzu yizborech, b'chazdoi ha'god le'heite b'chrisoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting and wanting with such great rotzen and will, in order to bestow so much goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do all the more good for the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his kindness wants to do all the more good for the person. And therefore we should strenuously, says Reb Chaim, engage in learning Torah and do mitzvahs and so on. And correct our shortcomings, says Reb Chaim. The shoyked, and we should be busy, al tekonas ha-nefesh ha-chatas. We should always be busy and concerned about being misakin, about rectifying our nefesh that sinned. Shegam, says Reb Chaim. Never despair, says Reb Chaim, no matter how far you have slipped. It's a very important thing. Reb Chaim says, listen to these last few words Reb Chaim says here. Shegam im kvar nitva'o be'oimek mitzulas hara. Reb Chaim says a man should remember that even if he sunk to the very depths of the swamp of evil, if you hit rock bottom, doesn't make a difference. You can always come back, says Reb Chaim. Look at the lashon again. Shegam im kvar nitva'o, even if you have sunk, be'oimek mitzula Torah, you have sunk to the very depths of the swamp of evil, says Reb Chaim, im kol zeh, in spite of all that, tachzor kol dovor le'mekoymoi u'mekoyroi. Nevertheless, everything can be turned around. Bilti yidach mimenu nidach, that's the Pesuk in Shmuel, which means to say, because no one is permanently banished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one. It's all up to you. That should be our avoda. Avoda is to keep in check. Amaisa dibur machshava, because Amaisa dibur machshava, says Reb Chaim, that corresponds to what? That corresponds to nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Nefesh is connected maisa, ruach is connected dibur, and machshava is connected neshama. And our nefesh, ruach, and neshama, which is strive, should be as pure as possible. And what determines it? How our maisa is, how our dibur is, how our deeds are, how our speech is, and how our machshava. That's a direct reflection on our nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And Mamela Binda Kajbochus, says Reb Chaim, is so willing in his kindness to bestow taiva. We should allow him, and we should allow ourselves to be able to receive it. And that is by keeping our nefesh, ruach, and neshama in proper order. How? By keeping Maisa Dibur and Machshava in proper order, which corresponds to Nefesh Ruach in Neshama. So we go to the next few words, and then we're going to have to skip, as we pointed out. The next few words Reb Chaim tells us, he says, V'ho'inyin, ki yedua b'seder hishtal shilis ho'oilonois, sh'abechine huel yoino sh'bechol oilom, miskasher ma'abechina tachtoine shel oilom shel olam. Sholom. Reb Chaim says as follows. Interesting thing. Reb Chaim pointed out many, many times, of course, that we have, in the upper worlds, we have many, many worlds. We have worlds, lower worlds, higher worlds, and even higher worlds, and even higher worlds. Chaim tells us that the spiritual worlds are really linked together, that they're linked together in a chain-like, he says, progression. Which means to say is that the highest point, listen to this, the highest point of the lower world reaches the lowest point of the world above it. That's the way it is, right? When you put one thing on top of the other, like you put even blocks, you put blocks one on top of the other, so the top of the lower block, right, will reach the bottom of the upper block. The Chaim says that's the way it works with the lower and higher world, the relationship between the lower world and the higher world, that they work, as he says, Hishtalshulus. Hishtalshulus oilness. Hishtalshulus oilness means that they are constructed in a chain-like progression. That is the way they are constructed. In which way? That the peak of the lower world reaches, right, the bottom of the upper world on top. And then the peak of that next world, right, reaches the bottom of that even higher world. And that's the way it keeps going higher and higher, says Reb Chaim again. He said, the way it works is, Ki Yidua, he says, the Seder Yishtalshu Soilimus. The way that we have the chain-like, right, the chain-like construction of the upper worlds, Shabechina wel Yoyna, Shabechol Oilam, the Bechina Yoyna means the peak of each world. He says, the peak of each world, in other words, the highest point of each world, Miskasher connects im abchina hatachtoino shel oilam she'olof. Right? So the highest point of the lower world is connected to the lowest point of the world above it. Of the world above it. And to this he brings the Zohar HaKodesh just to show it. The Ayin Zohar Vayikro, he says, which is Daf Yud on the base. The Kulu Almin, says the Zohar HaKodesh, that all the worlds, Miskashrin do bedo, they are right, all connected one with the other, v'do v'do, and that one with the other, in other words, the lower with the higher, and the higher with the even higher. He says, kehai shal shela, similar to a chain, right? Similar, he says, to a chain like the iskasher do v'do, which have one link connected to the other. All right? Now, why is Reb Chaim making this point for us? What Reb Chaim is making the point is, because Reb Chaim is going to draw an analogy, and he's going to tell us the following. In the same way, with regards to all of the worlds, the upper worlds, the lower worlds, and the higher worlds, that there is, as we said, there's a chain-like construction, which means that the peak of the lower world, right, the peak of the lower world's point is connected to the lowest point of the world above it. Now here comes the parallel. We just pointed out, right, many, many times, and we just said it now, that we have the three levels. A man's soul is comprised of three levels, which is the nefesh, and the ruach and the neshama. There's the b'chayim. Nefesh is the lowest point. Ruach is the upper above it, and neshama is even higher. The Reb Chaim, the peak of neshama is connected to the lowest point of ruach. The peak of neshama, because the idea is, again, this is how Reb Chaim started out. This is how we started out this perek, that the avodah of a person is, Reb Chaim started out, is the hiskashris hagimul bechinis, nefesh, ruach, neshama. These were the opening words of Reb Chaim and Perek Zayin that we started today. What does it mean, the hiskashris? The hiskashris means, being the nefesh is the lowest level, so the peak, the highest point of nefesh, right, reaches the lowest point of ruach, and the highest point of ruach tries to make connection with the lowest point of neshama. Now, just an aside, we're not going to get into that because we're going to be skipping the lines. I'm just going to tell you very bekitzer. Reb Chaim just tells us that each level of nefesh, is comprised of 10 levels. Ruach comprised of 10 levels. And neshama, why 10 levels? Because each level within its own, each section, nefesh, section ruach, section neshama, is comprised of 10 parts, which are the esses spheroids, which are in Kabbalah known as the 10, right, spiritual forces of energy, the 10 emanations. I'm not going to get into that, just the names are, the Olam heard about it many, many times. And when we learned the Tanya Shiur and we went more deeply into the definitions of each of them, it starts, the first three, the upper three are Keser, Chochum, Bino. And then comes Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. These are 10. So these 10, these are called the Esses spheres. These are 10 forces of spiritual energy. Each one has its own particular force, power. Now these 10 forces of energy, Nefesh has these 10, the Yud spheres, Ruach has these 10, and then Neshama has it. So now, so Keser is the top one. Keser is the top, Keser, the crown, that's the top one. So Keser, the Keter of Nefesh, which is the peak of Nefesh, touches the lowest point of the 10 on Ruach. And at the top of Ruach, the Keter of Ruach touches the lowest point of Neshama, and so on. This is what Reb Chaim said. So we skip, look into your editions of the Nefesh HaChaim, go to the where it says, V'chein hu ha'inyan. Go to the paragraph. Go where it says, V'chein hu ha'inyan. You have the standard editions that the Yoram has. V'chein hu ha'inyan, it says, B'gimel ha'b'chinois. The same way, you know, the same way that we pointed out. The same way we pointed out by the Oilamis, right? The higher worlds and the lower worlds. That the peak of the lowest world, right, connects with the bottom of the upper world. The same thing is, the same construction is the Gimel HaBechinah Nefesh Ruach Neshom Shel Adam. He called Bechinah, he says, Midavar Shebikdusha. First of all, every Bechinah, whether it's Nefesh, whether it's Ruach, whether it's Neshama, Kolul Me'eser Bechinah is Protein, you see? Every Bechinah, every level has it, is made up of 10. Sheheim Hayut Sphira Shaloi. Every area has its own 10 spheres, its 10 forces of energy. Nefesh has 10, right, 10. Ruach has 10, and so on. Ha'bechineh wal yoyne shel ha'nefesh, and therefore, the highest level in nefesh, because again, there's 10 levels, in nefesh alone there's 10 levels. So the highest level of nefesh touches the lowest point of ruach, because ruach is above it. That's what the B'chaim is saying. But again, ha'bechineh wal yoyne shel ha'nefesh, nechezes u'miskasheres, it makes contact, and it links im ha'bechineh ha'tachtoyne ho'asiri shel b'chineh teruach. And the same thing, ha'bechineh wal yoyne shel ha'ruach, and the highest point of ruach, which is Keser, Niskasheres and Bechinat Aktoyne Shal and Neshama, and so on and so forth. So points out Reb Chaim. Skip a few words and go to Vechein. Go to again Vechein. Skip a few words. And he says Vechein al Zeh Haderech, and then he says once you make contact with Neshama, Neshama goes endless. He says because Neshama, he said that's the highest level. Vechein al Derech Zeh says Gam Bechin Shoyrish and Neshama. Gam ke miskasheres lamala lamala. Neshama itself keeps linking itself with higher and higher, memadrega lemadrega, ab atzmus ein soif baruch hu, till it actually, so to speak, as it were, makes contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which means, if we are successful in our avodah, to really make this link, to really chain together, if we can chain together our nefesh portion with our ruach portion, to connect with neshama portion, the Neshama portion itself goes so far that it actually reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, mamash. That means that we elevate all of our being, starting from Nefesh and Ruach, we actually are connected, and we become a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibbe Yochan himself, through our Avodah. That is the ability of the person, to raise up Nefesh, which is the lowest level, by connecting it to Ruach all the more. You can make that connection more and more. And then Ruach to connect it to Neshama, and Neshama can go Milo, 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 outside to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have elevated even the lowest part, which is the Chelik HaNefesh, to connect with the Chelik Neshama, which makes contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he points out, V'zer she'om Ravigayel Adovit. And this, in fact, is what Avigail had in mind when she said to Dovid HaMelech, in Shmuel. She said the following lashon. She said, V'hoyso nefesh adoini tzrura b'tzroir ha'chayim es Hashem Elokecho. Avigail said to Dovid HaMelech, he says, V'hoisa nefesh adoini. Adoini means my master. That's Dovid HaMelech. She's calling, of course, he's the king. But she says, V'hoisa nefesh adoini. May the soul of my master be bound, he says. May the soul, means your soul, Dovid HaMelech. May your soul be bound in the bond of life with Hashem, who is your God. That's the same. V'hoisa, again, V'hoisa nefesh adoini. Terura will be bound. V'tzroir ha'chayim, which is the eternal life, at Hashem Lekecho. You know what she said? Nefesh Adoni. Now, Nefesh is the lowest part. Nefesh is the lowest. And what did she say? She says that your Nefesh, Dovid HaMelech, you're such a great person that you have the ability to elevate your Chelik HaNefesh, which is the lower part, to become and raise it up to the level to be connected, Mamish to Neshama. Nefesh connected to Ruach, Ruach to Neshama, all being connected and linked one to the other. Rotzo Loimar, says Reb Chaim, what Avigal was trying to say, Shegam Bechines Nafshoi, Nefesh, which is the lowest level, that even the Nefesh element, which means the animal aspect, the Nefesh is the animal aspect, that even the Nefesh aspect, Tizdabe Kibiyochel Boyez Baruch Shemoi, can become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamesh. That's what he's pointing out. And just to conclude the segment, let's go to what Reb Chaim says, that's towards the end of this perek, V'ayin Oid, let's take a look. V'ayin Oid is towards the end, the last few lines at the end of this perek. And then he says, in the same vein, V'ayinu it b'parshas Vayikro. You take a look in parshas Vayikro. Resh, he says, Dav Chof Hei. V'zeu Inyan. He says, this is the Inyan that the Pasuk says. In other words, he's quoting the Zohar. He's quoting the Zohar Kodesh in parshas Vayikro. V'zeu Inyan, he says, ki amoy Yaakov, ki chelik Hashem amoy. It's missing here. The Pasuk really reads, ki chelik Hashem amoy, Yaakov chevel nachlosoy. It's an interesting thing. It says Hashem's portion is his people. Ki chelik Hashem amoy. What is Hashem's portion? Hashem's portion is his people. And it says Yaakov chevel nachlosoy. Yaakov, you know, is the cord, the string, as it were, of his inheritance. And what does that mean? Before we go further, let me just point out that there was a Pelvi Gezach, we're learning now Nefesh HaChaim, and it's very, very interesting that there is a Mamar Chazal that enumerates and lists the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So among the tremendous powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, there's a Mamar Chazal that says, there's a Tona de Be'eliyo that says, in addition to all of the milas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and who are we even to understand the milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaSameach Bechelko. Sameach Bechelko means he's happy with his lot. Now, that applies to a human being. A human being who has some things he has, some things he doesn't have. So he said, no, you're happy with what you have. Sameach Bechelko. What does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with his lot? Kodesh Baruch Hu has everything. Is there anything Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have? What does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Sameach Bechelko? He is happy with his lot. Hey, the Osher, right, says the Pekovic. Who is considered to be a rich man? A rich man, a person is rich not how much he has. You can have billions of dollars and be unhappy. A person who is happy with his lot. That is a true rich man. So the Tanda de Leoi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaSemech Bechelkoi. Reb Chaim Volozhin asks the Goyin, he says, what does it mean? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaSemech Bechelkoi? He has everything! What means HaSemech Bechelkoi? Ki chelik Hashem amoy, what he is, he's happy with Klal Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael, not always on the highest level. Sometimes they are good, sometimes they are bad. But whatever the situation, we are his children. But Kechelik Hashem Amai, Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy that he's connected with us, that he's connected with Klal Yisrael. So Meach Bechelko means Kechelik Hashem Amai. He's happy with his lot, with the Chelik Hashem Amai, that we, Klal Yisrael, are his Chelik, that we are considered to be his portion. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is very happy with that. Rather, we should try to do a little better. But at the same time, we still are Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu had a very, very special miyuchet relationship with Klal Yisrael, and that's what it means to Meach Bechelkoi. Ki Chelik Hashem Amoy. We are the Chelik Hashem. We are the portion. We are the portion. So Ki Chelik Hashem Amoy, and it says, Yaakov, you know, is the court, is the Hevel. He's the Hevel of his inheritance. Now what does it mean? So Reb Chaim says, Ki Heim Ki Chelik Hashem, we are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not just we belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you say something is a part of something, When you say something is a part of something, it means it is actually a part of it. It means it belongs together. You break something, you say, this is a part of this. This leg belongs to this table. This is a part of the table. It means it's part of the table. It's part of the table itself. If we are chelik of Hashem, it means we not only belong to Hashem, but we actually are capable of being a chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamish, because we are connected to Him. As he points out, Mudu Bokim ki biyochol b'yiz barach shemoy. We, in fact, are connected. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how? What is the string? It's a marshal, of course. No, if you want to bring two separate things together, how do you connect it? Use a string. What is the string? What is the chevel? What the chevel is? He says, the chevel is the three elements of the soul. Because neshama, again, is, which is directly, makes contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are successful in making a connection, our nefesh to ruach, ruach to neshama, by elevating ourselves, our nefesh, ruach, and neshama, then in effect, we have made contact directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the string. That is the chevel. That is the cord. The cord is the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The three levels of the soul, like a cord. Now, you realize, when you have a cord, imagine like this. Imagine if you have a rope, one end of it is tied in shemayim, and then it hangs all the way down. Now, all you have to do is grasp the rope on the bottom. By grasping the rope on the bottom, you are now making connection with Shemayim. Because you're holding on to the rope when the other end is in Shemayim. That's actually what's happening. Which is the cord, similar to a cord, which is connected in Shemayim above and slower down to the physical world. Says Reb Chaim, he says, this works through the Hiskashrus. It works, he says, Al Yidei Hiskashrus, Agimel Bechinois. Be our Neshomis. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. These three areas. These three areas form the core. This is Kechevel HaKosh Lamalo. One end of it is rooted in Shomayim. Mishtal Shul V'yerdad Lamato. It's like a string, a rope. One end on top and the bottom. So to our Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The Neshama goes all the way up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Nefesh, Ruach, which is within ourselves, if we make this connection, Nefesh to Ruach, Ruach to Neshama, then in fact we are making direct contact to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Chaim points out, this really is when we say a person does tshuva. Tshuva means is to purify the elements, that the elements should be linked together and should be connected together. His nefesh, his ruach and neshama should be connected together. And again, how is that done? Nefesh means by keeping in check your ma'asim, doing the right thing. Ruach means saying the right thing. Ruach is connected dibur, and machshav is connected neshama. So when a person keeps in check always these three things, that is really, that is what tshuva is all about. That is really the purification process for the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. There was ma'aseh, there was dibur, and through his machshava. So what I'd like to look at, Rabbi Isai, is, let's take a look at the sheets that we have over here, and see where it takes us. In conjunction to what we have just learned now in Perek Yizayim, let me just point out something first. It's a interesting thing. Rav Mordechai Schwab, the Kohen of Rocha. Rav Mordechai Schwab wrote a sefer called Mamar Mordechai. And Rav Mordechai, of course, was the brother of Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Mordechai Schwab was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber. Lived in Muncie, as you know. Rav Mordechai Schwab was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber. And you have to realize, this part of it may not be so familiar to people. Everybody, I mean, in the world of yeshivas, you talk about Rav Baruch Ber, but the depth of his learning, the oimek of his svaros, you know, his Torah was so deep, and you had to really work hard to understand, you know, the svaros and the thought process of Rav Baruch Ber. His Yerushalayim was equally just as deep. Rav Baruch Ber was a tremendous, tremendous Yerushalayim, Rav Baruch Ber. And it's interesting, so Rav Mordechai Schwab related that when Rav Baruch Ber's father took ill, his last illness, the illness that he passed away from. When Rav Baruch Ber's father took ill, his last illness, so Rav Baruch Ber made a decision based upon mitzvahs kibud av, that he has to sit by his father's bed by day and by night. And this is the way that he did it. Many days and many nights he did not move away from the bed of his father. Mordechai Schwab says, Rav Baruch Ber sat by the bed of his father by day and night, mitzvahs kibud av, until the point that Rav Baruch Ber's health was put in a sakana, because he had no rest, no day and night. He didn't sleep, he didn't eat, I mean, just the bare minimum. And it took a toll on himself. So, and as much as he tried to get him away, he didn't want to. At the end, finally, he himself was getting so weak, Rav Baruch Ber was getting so weak. So he was masking that one of his Talmidim, one of the B'nai Yeshiva, the one of the B'nai Yeshiva should be Mamalamoke for one night, he says. Okay, he says, I'll give up one night. He says, you take over for me, he says, for one night. That night, Rav Baruch Ber's father passed away. It tore him apart because he was indicting himself that had he been there, who knows, maybe he would not have passed away. But Rav Baruch Ber was always worried. This is the way of tzaddikim. You know, the more they do, as much as they do, they always feel they never yearn it. The greater the Baal Madrega always indicts himself he's not doing enough. Not doing enough. And just the night, he was there day and night, day in and day night. That night that he left, the Talmud took over. His father's nifted. His father passes away. Rav Baruch had tremendous, tremendous tsar to the point he was not able to say shir. Not able to say shir. Saying a shir, Rav Baruch Ber, that was his life. But the tsar and the pain that he had, feeling that maybe he had some chelik, the fact that his father passed away because he was not there that night, tsar and the pain really consumed him, was not able to say shir. At that time, Chofetz Chaim sent the shliach. Again, this is all what Mordechai Schwab saying. Chofetz Chaim sends the shliach, and the shliach says, I'm a shliach from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wants to see you, the Baruch Ber. And the Baruch Ber goes to see the Chofetz Chaim, of course. And the Chofetz Chaim takes the hands of the Baruch Ber into his own hands. You can imagine these two hands clasping each other, hand in hand, and he holds it for about a half an hour. Chofetz Chaim. Holding the hands of the Baruch Ber, he holds it for half an hour. But he wasn't just sitting there. And in that half an hour, while the Chofetz Chaim is holding on to the hands of Baruch Ber, he is explaining to him what tshuva means, what tshuva does. And he went over and over again, he said, more than 10 times, Tshuva is not just something that wipes out an aveira, he says. That's not all that tshuva does. What tshuva does is it turns the person into a new person. You're not the same person who was not there by your father's bed that night that he passed away. You're already a new person. And that was the nechama the Chofetz Chaim gave him. From then on, he continued to say shir. Aspect of tshuva. Tshuva means you become a very chadosh. Gedalia sure has a lot in the sefer or Gedalia. Somebody, this thought is already has its roots in Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina. In Rambam, you can see it as well. Tshuva is not something that merely just wipes away a virus. It transforms the person as if he's newly born. It turns them to an actual, to a new person. So the person who might have slipped a week ago, a month ago, you're not the same person anymore. And therefore, that person doesn't exist. You were both there, and not the same person that was. Therefore, there's nothing that you should feel bad about anymore from this point on. And kacha, but this is what it is. He said to him, and it's interesting, he said, Moshe Schwab said that Rabbi Ber used to go on the way back, traveling back, he used to repeat, Ibn Anaya Menchik, Ibn Anaya Menchik, Ibn Anaya Menchik. He said, I'm a new person. I'm a new person. Yeah, that is the essence of tshuva. Let's take a look at what I see. We're being judged by the clock here. What we're going to do is here like this. We look here, number two. We look here. And this is the Shem Shmuel, of course. Shem Shmuel, the son of the Abnezer. He says, Ksiv, we know that Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Right? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. What do you mean, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mikveh. Now, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem literally means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our hope. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Vom Rezal, and the Gemara in Yuma Pehe, the Mishnah actually, we compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a mikveh. Ma mikveh mitaris atmeyim. Tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a mikveh purifies people who are told me going to a mikveh become pure. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaris Yisrael. Let's stop here right there. We're comparing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koich of tahara to a mikveh. Ma mikveh mitaris atmeyim. I want to ask you something. I mean, we need to compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tahara to a mikveh. You always compare something, right? The Gemara always says when you compare something to something else, right? The other thing is higher. The object that you're trying to compare is lower because you are when you're relating, when you're saying this is like that, when you're saying A is like B, that means B has to be something which is greater. Because you're saying A is like B, which means B is higher. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a mikveh? Anything say a mikveh, something maybe is metal like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a mikveh. So one of the Mefarshim says, aside from Mishmeres Elozer, Reb Shol Brach, the Ruth of Kasho, so he said like this. He says, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to purify yourself. But first you have to show submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the halach of a mikveh? Halach of a mikveh is, if a person was told me wants to become pure in a mikveh, it's not enough that you immerse, that the person dips his entire body in a mikveh. If one single hair, right, is sticking out of the mikveh does not purify. In other words, for mikveh you see that a person has to totally submerge himself in the mikveh. So the Mishnah says, Ma mikveh mitaris atneim. The same way that a mikveh mitaris when you are totally submerged. Also, you have to totally give yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say, you know, I'll give a Kadosh Baruch Hu Sunday, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday belong to me. You can't do that. Or say, let's I'll split the day, half a day. Till 12 o'clock, you know, I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu person. After 12, it belongs to me. You can't do that. A person's total, complete life has to be committed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, of course, we have time to eat, time to sleep. We have to do the things. That's the way we're created as human beings. But everything is for the purpose of serving Hashem. Everything Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, all our abilities and attributes. So, Ma Mikveh Mitaris Atmeim, when? Only if you are totally submerged, even if a little finger sticking out of the water, as if nothing, as if it didn't do anything. You say at this that a goy wanted to become a ger. He say that a goy wanted to become a ger, so they told him, listen, these are the halachas, which you have to do in order to undergo conversion. In the end, they told him, when everything is done and you're committed, then you have to go into a mikveh and you have to submerge. So the grace of the non-Jewish person said, I'm afraid of water. He said, listen, he said, no, I said, so once you're going to have to, you have to dunk yourself into a mikveh. So the grace says, but maybe, he says, Rabbi, maybe you'll allow me to go into the mikveh up to my neck. He says, now it'll be a Jew with a grace of your cup, he said. So you got to get everything inside. So Mamik Vimatarat Atmeim Avakash Boko Matarat Yisroel. Said to Shem Shmur, Kvoit Kedushas Admur Zatzal, that is his father. Kvoit Kedushas Admur is the Avna Nez of Perish. Ki Givula is Cholik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'i Lomoy. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically sets boundaries in the world. First of all, there are Bruyim Shebiyam. There are creations, creatures that can only live in the Yam, in the sea. And Ki Mishoilim Le'Yabosho, creatures that belong in the sea. If you take them out of the water, they're going to die. Right? Miyad Nesim, they're going to die. Bechein also Bruyim Shebiyabosho. Then there are creatures, human beings, animals, that belong to the Yabosho, on dry land. Submerge them in the water, they're also going to die. He says, Einam Yechoilim Lichyus Vamayim. Says the Avnei Nezer, listen to this. You know how tevila purifies a person? Because when a person puts himself underwater, he is now in an area that does not belong to him. That's not an area of life for him. When you are submerging yourself into the depths of the Yam or into the depths of the mikveh, you are now putting life out of commission. You cannot exist in that. Now when you come out, you're coming out a totally new person. Because you as a human being cannot exist underwater. So your old life, therefore, has been gone. When you come out of the mikveh, what emerges is the Berya Chadoshah. He said, okay, now toyu b'mayim harehu kilu oivid hachiyu shoysa le'mikvah. Somebody toyu b'mayim is kilu he lost and gave up his chiyu that he had before. U'matche lichyo is chayim chadoshah. Al kenita. Never becomes purified. Kenenu oysa ish im hachayis shekvah nitmo. He's no longer the person who lived before and became tome before. Now this is a new person. This is the koyach. This is the koyach of how a mikveh works. So I just want to point out, that is what the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Shmuel, by the way, is in the Drosh of Shabbos Shuvah. That is what the Avnei Nezer says, that's how a mikveh works. A mikveh works is, it turns you into a new person. The person who became tome doesn't exist anymore. He's gone. Because underwater, the old chiyus has stopped. When you come out, this is a Birya Chadoshah. The Tzaddik says, we have in the next piece, that's the concept of tshuva also. The concept of tshuva is that a person becomes a Berya Chadosha. When you repent, it's not the old person who repented. After you do tshuva, you actually turn into a totally new person. Let's take a look at a few lines of Rav Tzaddik in Pritzadik in Pesach. Rav Tzaddik says, Rav Tzaddik advances a beautiful pshat, why did there's a mitzvah every day to mention Tzis Mitzrayim? True, it was a great event. But what's the point? What do we have to remember every day? What is there practical for us that to remember every day? An event of the past. Why do we have to keep reminding ourselves? Says Rav Tzaddik v'lachein etzavino lizker b'chol yoyim. He says the reason that we have to remember and have to mention every day is Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ve'ein ha'mechuv mishel azchir v'peh b'vav. The idea is not just to give lip service. The idea is to ingrain it. El shiyadover zenikva b'leiv. It should become carved out in our hearts. The oyimik leiv kol yisroel. The message of Yitzis Mitzrayim, we need to know every day. What is the message of Yitzis Mitzrayim? What is the practical message that we need for every day? She'im chaz v'sholam yiyah mishuka ve'ez de taiva v'siyuvra. Rav Tzaddik said that if a person chaz v'sholam, if you got caught up in a terrible taiva, in a desire to do an avera, and your mind is consumed with that particular avera, it could be in immorality, it could be in any area, the lowest taiveh, and you can't find an eitzah how to get out of it, do not give up. But he should believe the yitzapel Hashem Yisborach, v'yitziyam es geroi. Just keep hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, you will prevail, and you will be able to get out of that mess. Where do you get the chizik for that? Where do we get chizik for that? That even from the lowest, from the lowest end of swamp of evil, we are able to emerge. He said, "Ki yitzchazik levovay she'ena mishuke yosher." You said to yourself, "As lowly as I have sunk, I have not sunk lower than the yidden were in Mitzrayim mishuke b'memtesh aratumen." Memtesh is the 49 levels of tumen. They were on the lowest. Yidden Mitzrayim already have sunk to the lowest level of tumen. V'ashem yizborach hoytzi misham b'li yisarusa d'latatu, without any of our doing, the bone just pulled us out. Kein gamli yada shem yizborach v'lazen itztavinu zefer litzker yitzis Mitzrayim. Again, as the Reb Chaim points out, Nefesh HaChaim, that is our avodah. Our avodah, says Reb Chaim, is that a person should remember that to keep our nefesh, our ruach, and neshama as pure as the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. And as Reb Chaim pointed out again, that a person should not despair no matter what the situation. A person should keep trying about Hashem. If we put in our koyach and we put in our end, we'll be zeiche. Like zeiche letzis Mitzrayim. By the way, the Rav Shitz Rebbe says a beautiful thing in Kiddush. And many of you maybe have, what does that mean? We say tchilo lemikroi kodesh. Zeiche letzis Mitzrayim. That's the meaning of those words. But the simple meaning is tchilo lemikroi kodesh. The beginning of Yom Tov starts with letzis Mitzrayim. Tchilo lemikroi kodesh. Right? The beginning of all Yom Tov starts with letzis Mitzrayim. The Rav Shitz Rebbe said a beautiful pshat. When a person really wandered away from Torah and mitzvahs, a person distanced himself, and now he wants to come back. He wants to approach Kedusha. What is the first step in giving him chizik? Tchila lemikroi kodesh, with somebody starting out. If somebody's starting out fresh, tchila lemikroi kodesh. You're starting out tchila, you're starting out on a new road to find Kedusha. Where do you find chizik to be matliach? It's Yisim Zechel, Yisim Shraim. Yisim Shraim, that was our beginning. We started from the very bad beginning. We started from Yisim Shraim, from a world of Tumah, from Mentah Shara Tumah. And we were pulled out. From the same way that Yidin were able to make a Hatcholah. By Yitzis Mitzrayim, Chilol and Mikra Kodesh, this is the Hatcholah for every Yid to be able to call upon Kedusha, to connect to Kedusha. That is the Koyach of Yid, and he will be Zoyche to Siyat HaDishmai to be Matayach.